Maklav Kuf Samach Aleph tonight. The halachos of returning money that was collected on roots. So last week we got through, got the Ches. So we look in the tour on Ches. It's really just quoting Gemara, but the tour on Ches says the following idea: Mishahayo lo litin lechaveru dinar shel ribis. So the guy owes, or the original arrangement called for a dinar of ribis. So v'nasan lo, when he gave him bishvilo chamish midos shel chitim, he gave him 5 measures of wheat for that dinar. However, that was only worth a dinar. Really, should only buy you 4 dinar. Right? Buy you nimkarin arba b'dinar. But really, it was 4 for a dinar. So he even gave him extra than what the sale was for. So kishva malva lahachzir lo. So the malva comes back and gets from it. So tzarich lahachzir lo chamish midos. Right? How much does he have to return? Is he owe the dinar, or does he owe the amount that was paid? So he's got to give him back 5 midos. He's got to give him the amount that he gave. Mihu. But if he wants to give him back the value of what was given to him, that would be permissible. Shameka kayim, because the purchase holds. Afal pi shenasa v'isr, even though it was done b'isr, meaning it was given over to him, that was the amount that was acquired, and therefore that is the amount that he would have to give back.
So we're not dealing here with fluctuating prices of wheat.
No, not yet. Okay, maybe we'll do tests here.
So
also,
what was the loan? I don't...
What?
What was the loan? I mean, someone...
The loan was for $500, right? And he said, or whatever, 100 dinar. And he said, if I don't pay you by a certain time, or when I pay you back, I'll give you an extra dinar back. Instead of giving him a dinar back, he gives him the value, he gives him merchandise instead.
Okay.
The problem is the merchandise was more than the dinar.
Uh-huh.
The merchandise he gave him this. So how much does he have to? So when it comes time to pay it back, are you up? Do you have to pay back the dinar, or do you have to pay back the amount that was given to you? The Torah says, well, the Gemara says you would pay back the amount that was given to you. And even if you don't have that object anymore, if it was exchanged for money, you want to pay money instead. So you would give the money of the value that was given to you.
But what is the wheat? I mean, by prior arrangement, he was supposed to give back 5.
He was supposed to give back a dinar.
Yeah, okay.
But he gave wheat instead. We're not dealing yet with the fluctuating price of wheat, to speak.
Right.
So at the time he pays him back, he gives him, what's the big issue? He gives him back the equivalent of...
He gives him back the... Well, I could have said, yeah, but the deal was for a dinar. So, yes, he gave him that, but I'm going to give him the money back. The money that was the original deal. I mean, do these objects actually have an absolute price? Or do we like kind of close our eyes to the price? It was a dinar. He took this instead of a dinar. So, but now he wants to get money back. He's got to give a dinar back. So the answer is no. We look at what the value was that was given to you, and that's what we...
Maybe it's more like the question of whether you give back what was written in the contract, or you give back what was really given.
Is that different than what I said?
Dinner was originally contract.
Right.
What we're learning here is you can betray merchandise instead of money. It's like a barter system.
Yes, but I think we knew already, but that the merchandise could be of a different value than the interest. We're going to look at what was actually given, not just the amount that was in the contract. Yeah. So v'im nasan lo b'dinar, now if he does v'im nasan lo b'dinar glima shehu davar mesuyam, tzarech lahachzir lo. However, the Torah continues that if he gave him if he paid him instead of a dinar a object which is a davar mesuyam, meaning something
a specific
object, yeah. So that he would have to give back. He would have to give back that specific object. So why is that? So that is the idea. Seems to be that if, well, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch what the Gemara is not quoted here. So, but the Shach quotes the Gemara. We'll see it in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just do one more yud. V'im hamalve schar mehalove. Now, if the malve chefatz ba'oso dinar shel ribis. Let's say the malve purchases from or rents from the Lova an object that is ba'oso dinar shel ribis for that value. I mean, he doesn't take an object, rather he's taking something that has a value. So I'm going to, if you don't pay me back by this day, I'm going to get your apartment in Israel for a week, or I'm going to be able to rent your field.
So it's a penalty for not paying back on time.
Yeah, but it's not some, it's not an object. It's rather a service, or it's a.
Okay. It could be an object, but not in this case.
Right, that's why it's, the object was in the previous case. Right. Okay. So, but he doesn't actually use it, or is only worth a chatzi dinar. So, when he wants to return it, so in that case, he says here, you could get my apartment for a week. Now, the apartment for the week is not the value of the rivis that he really owed. I mean, that's kind of in lieu of the rivis that he owed. But because they evaluated that, he said, fine, I'll take that, even though it's a lesser of a value. If he says, okay, now Beeston comes and says, hey, wait a second, that's rivis, you got to give whatever you got back. So he actually has to give the monetary amount that he took.
It could be more.
It ends up being more, right? In this case, we're going to say it ends up being more than he took.
The Mava loses out.
So it sounds like
Yodo al Hatachtona. That's
sounds on both ends.
He is losing if
he got more, he has to pay it back, but if he got less.
Well, no, because these are different things. When let's say he says, all right, take my apartment in Israel and Yerushalayim for the week, and the apartment is actually worth double the rivis was. Yeah. It doesn't say beferish, but it seems like he would still pay the amount that's I would think. Because the idea here seems to be that it's not really subject to valuation. So, Yom Yedina, all right, I'll take that. So, okay, so you're paying a dinar for that which you are getting.
So the wheat is subject to valuation.
So the wheat, we're saying, is subject
part
to...
But this rental is not subject to valuation.
Yeah.
But if it's not subject to valuation, how do you know it's only worth half the money? It's got to be still valuation.
Yeah, it must have on the open market. It must have a value.
Yeah, everything has a value.
Well, there is a value, but in terms of the mitzvah of paying back rivis, we're not going to take that value into account. I think that's how you understand it. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch gets to some more details. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Ches. Yeah. So Mishaya Nosi B'Chaveru Dinar Shel Ribbis V'Nasan Lo Bishvilo Heimida. So he owes him a dinar of ribbis, and he gives him five measures of chitim. V'Hayinimker In Dalid B'Dinar. And really, they're worth four. So Sarech L'Hachsilo Heimida. So he's got to give those five midas back. V'Imratzel L'Hachsilo Demehim Dinar V'Reviyah L'Shavit. He wants to give them the value of that which was given to him, so that he could do. Why? Shamekach Kayim. Because the deal stands. Afal Pi Shenasa B'Isser. Even though it was completed. It was completed, Besser. Okay,
almost verbatim from the two.
Right, it's not verbatim. Yeah.
Almost.
It's what's not.
Well, I don't think the Torah used the word notion, for example.
Okay. Okay, so there is a Piskei Tshuva here. So the Piskei Tshuva tests. He's really quoting from the Mishnah Lamelech. So I am Mishnah Lamelech Perek Ches. I guess Mihilchos Malva. Didn't test well, that must be what it is. I should kasav, right, that's part of the point out, I think we might have done this introduction, when the Rambam talks about Hilchos Ribbis, it's put in Hilchos Malva Velova, right? Yeah. As opposed to in the laws of Ribbis in Shulchan Aruch or in Yerodeah. So, I'm Mishnah Melech Perek Tes Nehilchos Malav Velove Din Tesvav Shekasev Nira Shemi Shehilvil Chaver V'Nasan Halo Halo V'Chifetz. Let's say a person lent to their friend, and the lova gave him an object back, right? Beribis. Should tsarich lahachzul lahachivetz. He's got to return back that object. Ve'einu yachol hamalva litin lo damav. So let's say he has this object. Here is a suit instead. Right? Well, okay. Oh, you can't do that. The suit is extra. He says, okay, well, I like the suit. So here, take the money back. Here's the value of that which you were owed. So Mishnah Melech says you can't do that. Why can't you do that? The da'afka kashe katzaf imo bedamin va'achar kach nasan lo chafetz. It's only when you established the value and then you gave the chafetz, right? Bishvil hadamin, because of the money, right? Then as hu da amrinan hamekach kayim v'yachzer hadamin. Then we could say the mekach stands and you give back the value of that which you had, because it was clear what the money was, and you're getting that for the money that was owed to you. But if you're just getting a chifetz back, because shalok katzatz, but when I wasn't, when you didn't establish that, tzarf lahachzer lo chifetz, you got to give the object back by atzmo itself. Shrei halokeach lo kanu v'mocher lo machru, because the lokeach never actually acquired it, and the mocher never actually sold it. So in that case, there's no monetary value attached to it. It's just an object that has to be given back to the original owner. That's the pshat of the Mishnah Lamelech. Well, inyan yukra v'zula, in terms of it going up and down, could go in shavishash nusla achifetz hayashav yosem yachshav, that is worth more at the time they gave it over than it is now. Yishlomodze migezel the kaimalan shemishalim kishas ha gezela. So then you pay at the time of gezela. Now, that must be talking about if you don't actually have the object anymore. The object is lost. I mean, you can't actually give the object back. The object is lost, so then you would have to give back the value. What's the value? The value is whatever it was at the time of the gazela.
Not necessarily. It could be, but it means, I don't know, that I gave you a suit for interest, which is worth $100. But now, suits have gone up to $200. So it's worth more than what I gave you. So maybe you would say, okay, so therefore you don't have to give back the suit, just pay back the $100.
Well, I think if you actually have the, no, that's what it said in the previous line. The previous line was when, if you had the suit, you have to give the suit back.
Right, right. Now he's saying,
this is the same as
what
Gazela.
If the price changes?
If the price changes, if you right, so I think that this line is you still have to get back the suit.
That's not what he says here. So.
No, but I think the line that you got to stick in is when you don't have it anymore. You go into Rishash Nosno Achifet because that's not the halacha by Gezela. By the Gezela, you say Harishal Chalafanecha. Right, if you stole something and it fell apart while you had it, but you still have it, so here you take it back. You stole a working tape recorder, now it's a broken tape recorder. This is what it is. Okay. So Va'ayin Bishar HaMelech Parakei Mehilchos Ishas Din Tesov Shehisegelav, that challenged this Mishnah HaMelech V'daitu Da'afil, and he holds that Da'afil Kishahisna Losi Sachifetz Beribis Yachul HaHachzer Adamim, that where he wanted to give the object as the ribbis, so you can then give back the money. What is their argument here? So there is a footnote. Chapter 20 here. So there is a footnote here where he says, yeah, the Mishnah Melech requires that the object itself be returned. Numerous posts can disagree with this ruling. They argue that items given as ribbis become the legal property of the receiver, that he actually has it. Since the obligation to reimburse the borrower is a separate biblical mitzvah, this can be accomplished with a cash payment. I mean, Mishnah Melech says that you don't actually have the object. The object, you don't actually own it. You can't keep it. You got to give it back. While the one that we listed here was the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech says, no. It was a sale. So it was a sale. So now you have to give it back. What do you have to then give back? So you have to give back the value of that which you took, but not necessarily the object itself. So the Chazon Ish says, well, I'll explain to you what the Mishnah Melech actually said. The Chazon Ish here says, that means din asid hashavas ribis tzarech lahachzir hachifetz atzmo sherei gam hanazu sheyesh lo hachifetz shechafetz bo yosem yishmi b'damav. Chazon Ish says, no, I'll explain to you what the Mishnah Melech said. That in addition to having the object, there is also the hana of not having to go out and buy the object. So if now you have, if you were given an object instead, so I'll give you the value of the object. Yeah, but then you're still keeping more than you were given, right? You're still keeping more than you were given, right? You were given an object and the luxury of not having to go out and buy it. And now all you're doing is giving back the object. Giving back the value of the object. But what about the value of having it delivered to your door? That's not being given back. So that's why the Mishnah Melech says you actually have to give the object back. While these other, so that's actually, as opposed to just being kona or not kona, it's actually a value issue, that there's going to be an amount off, the delivery charge, shipping and handling, that you're not going to have to give back. So that's the, he defends the Mishnah Lamelech, while if you read his fund, it seems like most would go by the other side. This come off, I guess, you could see how this would come up, right? That somebody gives a loan and says, all right, I'll give you, I won't say Yankee tickets, but I'll give you this suit, I don't know, I'll give you something in addition, right? So that object has to go back, or the value, so that would be something to discuss. Great.
If you're on Amazon Prime, it wouldn't apply.
If you're on Amazon Prime, you wouldn't apply. Yes, but there's the... the charge for Amazon Prime.
Yes, that's true. If you really remember that.
Okay, so that was Ches. Okay, so Tess. So Hayachayev lo dinar shel ribis v'nasun lo bo glima o kli. Let's say a person was chayev a dinar of ribis, and he gave him this suit instead, cloak or a vessel. So tzarek lahachzulo, that he's got to give back. So as the Rama, ho'el v'hu davar mesum, because it is a specific object. The Shach adds in what the Svar is. The Shach adds in hakli dafka v'lo tamuras kasva. I mean, you have to give back the kli itself and not its exchange, not its value in money. D'lo lemru glima de mechse be glima de rabizahu. Because we don't want people to walk around when everywhere is that suit, people are going to say, ah, that's the ribis suit. Right, so we don't want him. That's not appropriate. So therefore, any object that you have, that's clear that it's a specific object. I'm not sure how to define it, davar mesuyim, but it's clear that it's that object. So that you would have to that you're not allowed to keep because it is a ribis object. I should have looked this up before. What is he? Does he? Davar mesuyim fein bilsam. Yeah, davar hanikerli atzmo. That's the way he mirrored the davar mesuim who could el b'sifav. Right, we had last week. Shahu davar hanikerli atzmo. That's something that is unique. Aval ein kol metalklin b'chalz, and not all objects necessarily fit into that category. And right, we explained before the issue of whether how that applies to manazeh when shirts are mass produced and suits are mass produced. Is that still considered a davar mesuim or not? Yeah, sorry. I still think about it. Yeah, it's true. They are mass produced, but still your unique suit. I mean, yes, it's true. There's 1,000 made, but they're spread out in the whole world, yeah. Right? So you're still like in shul. It's a little the same suit is a little hard to not necessarily going to be able to tell, but the same tie. Right? So there are hundreds of this tie that were made in the run. But if I see someone else in shul wearing it, I'll like come back in mincha with a different tie. Right? So is that considered then a davar mesuyim or not? It's unclear. But anyways, that's the svara that he has here. So there's another piskei tshuva here raises, there's two interesting piskei tshuvas here. One is tzarek lahachzer ayin b'tshuvas tiferes tzvi mashe pilpul b'inyan esrog shel rivis latzeis bo. What about an esrog of ribis?
What's
mean
that
a yud, piskei tshuva yud.
Ayin
b'tshuva tiferes tzvi chalak yudalid simin samach gimel mashe palpul b'inyan esrog shel ribis. Latzeis bo. Were you yotzei it? Right, was an esrog. Were you yotzei with it? And the esrog has to be yours. So you were given the esrog as a ribis payment. So.
It's
a machlokas. So it would seem like it should fall into that machlokas Mishnah Lamelach versus the other opinion.
Because I read the footnote in the book, I think there's a dispute about
machlokas. Okay, so
yeah.
Pilfa. So see there for the full pilfa. Tiferes Tzvi, I think, is on the page. Where's Tiferes Tzvi? No, maybe it's in the back. Oh, it's in the back.
Are you doing the same with the scroll on the tree?
No, it's often that it might not really be considered stolen. That's the.
So Lulufa does the United.
If it is really stolen and the other person is not been miyayish, well, that's machlokas. Is it because it's miyayish, and then in which case there will be subject to the question whether it's miyayish or not, or is it because it's miyus or davar or something? It's,
yeah. Theoretically, you acquire it when you steal.
Right, but it needs to be yours. So, well, theoretically, you could if the guy knows you stole it. But if you hold Yeish Shalomidas, which has Howie Paskins, then Yeish Shalomidas will have a Yeish, then. Yeah. Okay, so that's it. Okay, so anyways, Piskei Tshuva, the second one, Yiralef Lahachshila, so he's got to return it. So it says the Piskei Tshuva, I'm Eretiv, I'm Mishal Mel, Perakas Milchus Mel, a little bit, didn't ask, well, fine. Shekaz, how did the Dover HaMusuim and Serach Lahachshila? That idea. Back in the Piskei Tshuva, that Mishnah, the same, he quotes the same Mishnah Melech. Yeah. But we're in number Yud Aleph now.
These numbers are not the same numbers.
Uh-huh. It's not the same numbers.
No, I mean the numbers don't correspond to Yud Aleph
here. Yeah, I was raising the issue that we hadn't done the Shulchan Aruch yet, but okay.
No, he did. Yud Aleph comes Sarach Lahachzir Lo Ho'ovahu Davar Mesuyim. So it's by the word Lahachzir.
Oh, that you let me Yud Aleph. Oh, okay.
I'm okay. All right. So you have this Mishnah Melech, right? So that idea that Davar Mesuyim you need to return Yishum Kalon, right? Because of this embarrassment. So Kasav Baal Gimel Taf. I forget it. I don't know what that is. She'im nish tamish bo va'achshav enu shavadal zuzik. Let's say you used it, right? You got the suit, and then you tailored it, or you wore it a few times. So now it's worth less than it was, right? She'machsu lo haglima v'yishalem hapachas b'mos. So do you have to return it, and you have to pay the diminished, depreciated value. Right, the im machal halove haglim appearing. Okay, so that's number one. Okay, so
it's a minor point, but it's worthless to the once it's tailored, it's worthless to the guy to the
well, you
unless
could,
he's a similar size.
Or you could retailer it.
Maybe you just wore it. Doesn't necessarily tailor it.
In this case, you just wore it, right? I added in the tailored part. But even the tailored part, so you can retailer it. Huh? You can let the water out.
Wore it,
you already wore it down.
You wore it down. It's
worth less money.
Yeah. So, I was listening to one of Rabbi Reisman's shir. I don't think it was on this, but he said I heard the story of Pesach Kron. I hope it's not true, but somebody came in and wanted to buy a gown. And they look in the pocket, which gowns don't really have pockets, and they found a seating card from a wedding, from one of the Heimisha wedding calls. Mm-hmm. They said, "I thought these are all, aren't these all new gowns?" He says, "Yeah, yeah, they're all new gowns. Well, this one's used." "No, it's not." He says, "Why does it have this card in it?" "No, it's still a new gown." So a bunch of the gowns here have these police cards in it. And someone bought it once, wore it once, and then returned it. All right. So the im machal halova haglima misfekele imahani mechila. So, however, he says, let's say the lova was mochal on the garment. Meaning, he said, "I'll take money back, keep the garment." That's, I think, or I'm not sure. I mean, it's not necessarily his right. I'm not sure what the mechila was because he needs to give back the money.
So just keep it.
No? Yeah, but can you be? I guess you could. I think we might have had that. You could be mochel on ribbis that was already paid. I think that might be what. Okay, so you're a mochel on it. So he's saying fine. So now what's the problem? The problem is it's still the ribbis coat that you got. Right, if the whole problem is, well, you got to give back the money. You can't give back the money. You got to give back the coat. Plus, it's always going to be known as the ribbis jacket or the ribbis object. So the guy's mochel on it, but isn't it still going to be known as the ribbis jacket? Isn't it still going to be a problem? So being mochel halova haglima misfekele imahani mechilas. It's a question whether it will work or not. Alo da kasi ika kalin should still be the kalin. Alav kliyam yadi mechilas, and everybody knows that the mechila happened. Now I was just wondering about this. How many people know that the ribbis happened? Right? That if the whole issue is, oh, people are going to look at it and say, how many people know that there was a loan that took place with Rivas and the debt paid back, and this was the extra amount that was paid? How is anyone supposed to know that? But okay, anyways, Zalchin Kfar Kasati Leel Dal Korchot Lo Amrinim De Ika Lazus Svasayim in Eno Maxir Aglima, that we don't say that there was necessarily people talked about it and the thing wasn't returned. Aglima El Keshehu Rotza Liskos Bal Korcha Shalova Mikoach Apseka Shenimsa Shemachmas Isser Balo Kinyon Zeh Aval Ima. That's not really an issue of what people are talking about, but rather it's that he knows that it was something that came to him by Yisr, but look in Yisr, about im achakach rasa halova limcho oshin misrasa lekabel hamos az leka lazus vasayim shere kinyin zeh behetzer hu akal hashem. The issue is really that the kinyin was a problem, but here the kinyin is mutter, so therefore it's not going to be talked about, he's not going to know about it, people are, I'm not sure what happens, the whole thing is a strange
thing. You're saying the problem is not that people talk about it, but they don't know that he's wearing it. Every time he wears the suit, he'll be reminded he did an Avera, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
So what?
That's a Malva, it's reminded every time he wears a suit.
Right, but if it's so he's not going to be reminded, he'll know that it was done behetus, then it's going to be okay. Alright, we can just finish off the, we didn't do Yud. Yud is Imamalva Skar Mehalova Chifetz Ba'osu Dinar. If the Malva purchased from the Lova an object, rented an object Ba'osu with that money, Shal Rivis, Veloaya Royal Iskaro, El Bechatzi Dinar, right, Motzin Mimenu Kol HaDinar. If it only was the Chatzi Dinar worth still, we would take away from him the entire Dinar. Okay. We had that already. And we saw that in the Torah. Okay, so then the last thing we can.
So he's actually paying back more than the verse.
Yeah, right.
What are
right, that was that exception to the rule. Okay, so the last sif here is a different topic, but we'll do it so we can start clean. I'm not going to be here next week already. So shtar sheyesh bo ribis bein shel Torah bein shel divrehem. So if you have a shtar that has ribis in it, so there's a ribis, a document lays out this amount is the principal and this amount is the interest. So bein shel Torah bein shel divrehem, whether it's ribis d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, gove es hakeren levado v'hu sheyehe nikr shehu ribis. This is the machlokas in the Gemara, but the Gemara paskins, it's machlokas in the Gemara, but we paskins that, let's say if you have a document where that was ribis included in the loan, if we can identify from the document what's the principal and what's the ribis, so you could pay back the principal and not pay back the ribis. There is a havamin in the Gemara that we say, well, the whole thing is possible, right, as a knas. You were involved in this, right, but ends up being that the borrower also, okay. But that the way you paskins, you can pay back the principal and not that. However, he says, as long as it's clear, what is the ribis? That's what the Rishonim say in that Gemara. But kagon shehum afurish v'shtar, the Rama adds in, like it's explicit in the shtar, what akaren b'fnei atzmo, that the karen is noted by itself. O shelo aya nichta v'shtar, or it's not written in the shtar, rak akaren ve'edim eden al haribis. It's not written in the shtar, but there is eden that are testifying about the ribis explicitly. The chomi shabalu yado yikra hashtar, the chayshin and shema yagba bo haribis. And whatever he has, we would rip
you could
tell what's what. Shema yigva bo ribis. Lest we collect the ribis. But if it's not clear, avalim enu mefurish ela shakula hakerinim haribis, everything's included, or only relying on, I don't know, testimony about what's what, enu gova bo afilu hakerin. So then you would not collect even the karen, the entire star. Then that's is then declared worthless because there is ribis included in it, and we're not going to be able to tell what's what. Okay, so stop here. All right.